is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Football season almost here. Actually, you could say it is here when we start playing preseason, but we're still talking about baseball. We'll talk about records broken 100-year-old next on 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Time for Sports on Tap. JD in the Bush every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. Feels like 79.
Extend my hours, jeez. I hate coming here in the first place. My God, now I got to stay here longer? Jeez.
Well, that's really what it is stay here longer. It's what it is. We seriously, literally walk right across the street from NBC to this place.
Yeah, it's nice. So I wish they'd set up like a bed or something in here. We'd have a shorter walk. But
so, first victim of the 2017 NFL season has already happened. Can you believe it? Actually, this was before we even had a preseason game in the books. Usually the first preseason round, you get some injuries in there. But the Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill, running for his life and sprinting out of bounds, goes down in a heap, completely untouched, right? That's what I saw.
Yeah, I know. Right at the very end of the video, it looked like there was a guy on his cell phone shooting us. I saw, you know, thinking, I couldn't tell did somebody get him or not. I just heard somebody in the background go, "Ooh, God, he just went down." So nobody did touch him then. Okay,
untouched is what I saw.
That's what they wear the red jersey for.
You know,
Don't touch me.
That's two things, because Ben Roethlisberger also left the practice field on Thursday with a sore, gimpy ankle and was walking a little bit. Who's the rookie that ran into that guy, and is he cut already?
Oh, I would imagine. So, yeah.
He's got a big red jersey on for a reason. That red jersey means don't touch that guy. Mm-hmm. Not only don't tackle him, don't even touch him. Don't even talk to him.
Yeah, it's good to get physical, man. I love watching practices. I love Frank Clark, who is a second-year player for the Hawks, a linebacker, come up to the first rounder last year, Jermaine Ifedi. Their offensive right guard there, not like something he says. So guess what? This guy's bigger than me. I'm going to punch him and make him bleed. And he gets taken off the practice field, and he goes, "You're a first rounder, but you ain't got a red jersey on." That's what he said. Clark, you know, basically got sent home early that day. But then Pete Carroll said, "I like a competitive nature. Plus, Clark's really good. We're going to keep him around." So it really matters who you are, I guess. Huh?
The NFL Network is doing something really cool. They've got a show called Inside Training Camp. You watching any of these? It's a different one on all the different teams. They're going to run them like back to back to back to back to back today, like six of them in a row.
Okay, well, let's hope they corrected the the Seahawks preview. They did. Did you happen to hear about that?
Not. Oh, nope.
Okay. No, this
go
is great.
For it. What is it?
A whole segment. Hey, let's take a look game by game at the Seahawks upcoming schedule. What do you say? Sure. Okay, so they break the whole damn thing down. On last year's schedule. Last year's schedule.
Saw that one coming.
And here's the thing. They got half of them wrong. Oh, they're going to... What, you couldn't predict the Thursday tie in Arizona where each kicker misses one in overtime? You couldn't figure that out? They got half of them wrong on their season. How could you not see
I was trying to give them props in their show now, but I'm going to move on from that.
Alex Gellhardt's not here. I was going to bust his chops.
Right?
Hey, what's going on? Did you write that
segment? He's not here this week, so we won't talk about that. Speaking of kickers, did you see the Denver kicker kicked a 73-yard field goal in a scrimmage on Thursday?
Well, it's that thin air.
If that's what...
Plus, he's high as a kite, dude. I mean, come on. He's Colorado, right?
73 yards.
That's
not just teeing it up and see how far I can let it fly. That was in a scrimmage with guys lining up and kind of rushing a little bit.
That's,
you know, so you got to at least get it over their raised hands. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say first week he's going to miss a 23-yarder to win it and be cut anyway. So isn't that how it goes? I mean, you and I look great on the driving range, right? There's a reason we shoot 107
killer.
Every time we go out
killer.
There. Because when people are watching us, we get nervous.
Let's play that driving range game. I'll kill you. I'll take you out.
Noonan. Standing over my putts. Miss it. Miss it. It's the best etiquette ever. Miss it, JD. You suck. Shut up, man. Trying to break 100 here.
On the program this morning, we're going to have tickets for you to see Steve Miller at the Greek Theater. I love any excuse to go to the Greek, and Stevie Guitar Miller will entertain you from beginning to end. It's a great show.
Dude, he's a space
cowboy. He gets so many songs. He is a space cowboy.
He's a gangster of love.
Yeah.
Some people call him Maurice.
You need to go to this show, I think, maybe, and represent the show.
I'll be the guy in the back going, yowza, at the end of everything.
Yes, you will.
I'll be sent out and bounced on my ass.
Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies happened yesterday. A lot of great speeches in Canton. We'll share some of the funny
with you this morning. And the Dodgers breaking a 100-year-old record. All that's coming up. But first, we need a Bushka fact.
We do.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think the Dodgers hit another home run in the background there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and it pains me to say that, being a Giants fan. Here's your fact. The Dodgers are good. Okay, there you go. Next. Play a song. All right.
I think there's more to it than that.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, I got to read the back, right? It's like NFL Hall of Fame induction weekend. It was this weekend in Canton, Ohio, of course. There's a Long Beach State player going in. Long Beach State. Yeah. You know, live right down the street from the cancer. My favorite thing, I see people walking around with T-shirts that say undefeated since 1993. That's when they eliminated the program. That's a great T-shirt. In 98, he became the fourth runner in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. Yeah, can you name this Super Bowl MVP and former 49er?
I know!
You don't count your work here. You're not eligible, okay? You can still go anyway. So we'll tell you next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, ready to discuss sports.
Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Puss.
On 95.5 KLOS. Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
Talking Long Beach State football, right? Everybody's favorite team. I mean, you got SC and Sam Darnold, and then you think Long Beach State football, which hasn't been around in 25 years almost. Seriously.
In your neighborhood, that's the way you think.
Yeah, apparently it is. But we said the NFL induction at Canton, Ohio happens every time this time of year, but there's a Long Beach State player that went into the class of 2017. Who was it? It's the fourth back in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. He set an NFL playoff record, 7 straight 100-yard performances in the postseason, and earned MVP honors in Super Bowl 32 when he reeled off a 157, 3 scores over the Packers. We're talking about Terrell Davis, TD. He's gone on to a great career in broadcasting as well, kind of like LaDainian Tomlinson has. And look, what I love about TD, like LaDainian Tomlinson, like Barry Sanders, is maybe they were smart enough to, A, save their money and get out before they get punch drunk, right? Because how many of these guys can't move? We can't. They're the least of the guys I worry about CTE, if you will, just because they were smart. They had four, 5 good years, at least 3 left on the shelf, and they decided to bounce in.
It's not just CTE that takes them out either. Everything. I've said this before. I worked for the great Willie Davis of the Green Bay Packers for a number of years, and he owned the radio station, and he'd walk in, and he would, like, lean on this counter and then lean on that counter, and, I mean, you know, couldn't take more than a few steps before he had to stop and rest in some way, and I imagine that's just, you know, the whole, all the wheels. I mean, the knees, hips, and everything.
Yeah, it all catches up with you.
Okay. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about a 100-year-old record gone by the wayside, thanks to the Big Blue Wrecking Crew. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Woo-hoo, little Jimmy. Sunday morning. That's a way to get you going. Yeah, play Jimmy for 2 hours. Can we do a Jimmy 2-hour show with a little bit of sports?
Like we did the Metallica show? I did a Metallica show last week. That's that was 6 hours of Metallica. That was pretty good.
The only difference is Metallica came to town last weekend, and Jimmy will not be coming to town anytime
soon. No, he won't be, but the Dodgers traveling bash ball is coming to a town near you pretty soon. Yeah. I know this grinds your gears because you're a Giant fan, but you know we have to put up with you talking about their world championships and even years, and this is an odd year, so you weren't supposed to win this year anyway, so
there you go. Hey, they got Panda back yesterday, so that's all the matter.
Yeah, so that's it. The Giant
had a good game.
Look for the Giant charge to the finish line now.
He had a double, and I hear my son in the next room, run your fat ass, run! He's just as fat as he ever was, but I love him.
Dodgers went 43-7 in their last 50 games. Yeah. 43-7. Yeah, no matter how you slice it, that's pretty impressive. And it beats an old Giant mark. From 112 or 105 years ago, 1912.
Yeah, I put that into perspective. It's 1912. That's like the year you and I both broke into radio, JD. So you're talking about when we were rookies?
Yeah.
Or you were like 1915. I'm a few years older than you, okay? But you're talking a long time ago. And really, to put matters into perspective, and I said this because I'm just a semester away, believe it or not, from getting my teaching degree in history and teaching your kids out there. So heaven help us. Thank God I don't do that. Yeah, I was a double minor, aside from the broadcasting professional that I am. When I was at UNLV, I was a history major. 1912 is the year the Titanic sank.
Oh,
that's what I'm right. saying. That's how long ago it was. Also, the year Fenway Park opened. Fenway Park opened about a week before the Titanic sank. But you're talking a long time, man. A lot of history, a lot of baseball. But 162 games a year has been played for 105 seasons. And your boys in blue just ripped off a 43-7 mark. And that's been against some good quality teams and competition as well, too. So the one big series left for them that I really want to see how they stack up is when they go to Washington. That'll be coming up because you know, the Nationals took two of three.
This
with
is
them
the
here.
Showdown, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the Cubs are trying to make a little bit of noise. Are they too late to the party? They're finally starting to wake up, but now they've even slipped off in the last week, and they're duking it back and forth with Milwaukee. Can we take any of those two teams seriously? No, the only thing the Cubs have
let
ever
me,
done.
Let me think for a minute. No.
Okay, I can answer that for you. You know, the only thing the Cubs ever have done that I do like, that I do think was kind of cool, is once they got rid of their 180-year million curse last season, they went out and made things right with Steve Bartman. Did you see that?
You know what? Run with that. Tell the rest Bartman. Of that story, but that's actually pretty cool.
Okay, Bartman is the guy who we should all know. There was a foul ball that he does what anyone else would have done, your natural reaction to go for it. You're not thinking, oh, my God, I got to let Moises Alou come over, who may not even catch the ball anyway and stay on his feet because that's going to help us advance and eventually get to the World Series and win it. No. Now, here's the thing. If you watch the game, Bartman got there with a couple other guys. He happened to be the unlucky soul who hit the ball. So the ball falls down. Well, everybody says, oh, who's this idiot? Who's this idiot that does that? You know, and they get the guy basically escorted out of Wrigley Field. They find out who he is on Chicago radio. They give his name. They give his address. And people lost their job over this. This guy's getting death threats. Basically gets ran out of work. Has to move and leave and go to Florida.
It was such a ridiculous overreaction because, I mean, it's like that was the last out of the World Series you were going to win. It wasn't even close to that. It wasn't even the last out of the inning.
Yeah, and last time I checked, they gave up five more runs after that. So, you know, here's what you could have done. You could have got the next guy out, right? But the Cubs fans were searching for anything. They blame crap on a damn Billy Goat.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. But they decide to make good with Steve Bartman. They invited him to come back many times over the years. He said no.
He said no.
Now they gave him a ring. Now they gave him a World Series ring. These rings are valued at about $18,000 to $20,000 as well.
Well, there's different levels of ring. He probably didn't get the same ring.
Oh, he's got a nice
guy.
One. He's got diamonds. Bartman.
Those front office rings look pretty good, and it has his name on it too. I mean, you know, they've forgiven him. They finally, you know, have tried to make that right. I don't know if Cub fans are going to forgive him, but you know what? Cub fans are jerks if you're still on this guy because number one, he had nothing to do with you not winning the World Series that year. Yeah. Very little, if anything, to do.
Yeah, Alex Gonzalez. Remember that name? Your shortstop booted it, which led to five
that's
more
what,
runs.
That's what led
play.
To
of course.
The parade, the merry-go-round.
Yeah, well, you know, teams like to do that and point fingers at people for stuff. Bill Buckner was recently allowed, just a couple years ago, back into Fenway Park. You know, and as great as Buckner was, all the great plays he made, whether it was with your Dodgers, whether it was with the Red Sox, he's remembered for one play when Mookie's slow roller went right through his legs.
Thank God he's wearing somebody else's gear when he did that.
Isn't that crazy to be defined by one play? It really is. You could have a whole great career lost based on one thing people are going to remember you for. Jose Canseco, right? Hit jack after jack after jack. What do we remember him for? Juiced, and we remember him for the ball hitting off his head and going over the field in center field. We don't remember him being Rookie of the Year and with the Bash Brothers and in the Bay Area with Mark McGwire. No, we don't remember those good times.
Right.
We remember the other things about him. It's just the way we are.
All right, up for grabs this morning on the show. We get tickets to see the Steve Miller Band. Do you have that? We get Steve Miller Band in concert at the Greek Theater. And all you've got to do is play a little Rock Out with your Rob out.
And now it's time to Rock Out.
Rock Out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
All you got to do, identify this song.
Feed the babies who don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh!
There's a solution. Well, you kind of turned into Arnold Horshack there at the end.
Oh. Sam Kinison. Oh.
More Sam Kinison. Yeah, maybe more Sam Kinison than
Rodney
Arnold
Dangerfield in Back to School. You remember that movie, Rodney?
800-955-KLOS. Can you identify that? We have tickets for you to see Steve Miller and Peter Frampton at the Greek coming up, thanks to our friends at Niederlander. 800-955-KLOS.
Is over. Back now to Sports on Tap
with JD and the Puss.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try
95.5 KLOS? And now it's time to
rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob Out.
Up for grabs, tickets to see Stevie Guitar, Miller, and Peter Frampton at the Greek Theater. If you can identify this song that Rob is rocking out to.
Feed the babies who don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the street? Oh, oh! There's a solution.
You really did channel Sam Kinison that time. Yeah, it really came through.
I'm telling you, man, back to school with Rodney Dangerfield
really
when they're,
through.
Talking about war sitting there in the classroom. Say it! Say it!
That's a pretty good Sam Kinison, yeah.
Yeah, I love Sam.
I'm having a flashback.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Let's go to...
Play Wild Thing later.
Benjamin. Yeah. Benjamin in Mission Viejo, what do you think?
I think it's Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller.
Fly Like an Eagle. You know, sounded just like Stevie Guitar Miller, didn't it? With a little Kinison overtone.
Oh, that was a way better rendition than Steve Miller himself.
Thank you. What gave it away? The, is that what gave it away?
Yeah, the part kind of where he channeled the Sam Kinison. Is she right?
Is she right?
Good
That's
answer.
Awesome.
Good answer.
Hold on, Benjamin. We got tickets for you to see Steve Miller and Peter Frampton coming up August 10th at the Greek. All right, hold on, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, man, thanks for listening to the show. It's great. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. More Stevie Guitar Miller tickets on the way.
You listen for it. He'll say, oh, oh, right at the very end. I'm telling you.
And you think you're in trouble? Wait to hear what Pete Rose did. SGP in the Rock, Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. It's JD and the Bush doing Sports on Tap Sunday morning. Hall of Fame weekend, all kinds of football. Get you fired up and ready for the football season.
Yeah, and look at the guys who got golden jackets. I mean, you really ran the gamut, okay? You had Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. You love the guy or you hate the guy. There is no in-between. He's done a lot for football.
I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I like Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
he's just a...
He's passionate about his team. He loves his team. He'll go to the ends of the earth for him. The guy basically took his life savings, borrowed money from everyone he could to purchase that little old Cowboys team. Now it's the most valuable franchise, J.D., in all of sports.
Even more so
than the Yankees.
All of sports.
Yeah, the Yankees have 27 titles. Wow. The Cowboys have, what, 4 or 5? And yet still, this is the NFL, and this is amazing. He's got the biggest, best, shiniest stadium. We know that. We know how popular the Cowboys are. The Cowboys are the only team in the league, too, that has that sweetheart merchandising deal. And that's the one thing I don't like about it, to where you have to revenue share a lot of the merchandise that you sell, right? But the Cowboys are like, no, we're going to kind of do our own thing over here, and we're going to keep that money. It's the Notre Dame deal that I've always hated. And sorry if you're Catholic on the way to church this morning. You do know that that deal sucks, right, for the rest of college football, where Notre Dame's like, we're in the ACC for basketball. So what that means is when Carolina and Duke win championships, we want to share some of the ACC money.
Right.
Okay. But when we go to a big bowl game, we're still independent with football.
Yeah, we'll keep that
money. We're going to keep that money. What?
They do have a special arrangement, don't they?
It's a cake and eat it too world for both the Cowboys and Notre Dame. And you know what?
You can lump our other employer in there too, NBC. They've been in bed with NBC forever.
Yeah, they have. You're right about that. So, I mean, we can get some Cowboys swag out of it, right?
I don't know. Doubtful. Want to play What Are the Chances?
I do. This is my favorite
segment.
The first
one, what are the chances Drew calls the next 10 seconds?
Oh, our lawyer? Oh, none chance.
Okay, there you go. You're ready to go for this. All right, here we go. Let's play a little What Are the Chances. We'll talk to Drew later about Pete Rose, right? Because Pete's in trouble. Yeah. Pete's in more trouble.
Charlie's hustling in more ways than one. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a minute. I have to adjust my microphone.
No worries.
Falling asleep here. I don't look at that.
You need me to carry things. Okay, hold on.
All right, here we go.
Sports on 10, 95.5.
All right, thank you. The Sporting News reported on Monday that, speaking of the Hall of Fame, that rookie L.A. Chargers coach Anthony Lynn said that he laid down the law and was going to refuse to allow quarterback Philip Rivers and tight end Antonio Gates to travel to Canton for the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony for their friend LaDainian Tomlinson.
Awesome. Wow.
What were the chances, actually, that those guys would pay attention to a rookie coach and his curfew and not go to Canton and see their friend get enshrined in the Hall of Fame?
Were they there? Did they go?
I don't know whether they did or not, but I mean...
I would say none chances you're going to listen to him. Maybe there's a 5% slight chance because Philip Rivers is a good guy we know that drives that really big long minivan and has 8 kids, actually with the same woman, that he married, right? Not baby's mamas, no. So, I mean, he's a good guy that listens and follows the rules. He's a good old country boy. But you got to let him do that, too, especially the love that LaDainian showed everybody.
Could you act any more like a rookie?
No, of course.
Could you act any more like a rookie coach? All right, I'm laying down the law at curfew. Philip Rivers, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to Canton, Ohio.
I mean, come
on. You know, why don't you take your whistle and your clipboard and go draw up some plays?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens between him and the Rams coach. You got the youngest coach in the league with the Rams, right? And then the new head coach first year with the Chargers as well. It's going to be
Football will be interesting in Los Angeles.
Yeah, meanwhile, the SC could probably beat the hell out of both of them.
You know, people always say that, and that, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. You put a bunch of kids in front of those men, and it's a different story. Yeah. All right, since being released, A-Rod has transformed from the embattled, troubled baseball player to the lovable television celebrity. And not only has he made appearances for Fox Sports, but he's also going to be a shark on Shark Tank later this year. He's also served as a co-host on Live with Kelly a few weeks back. What are the chances A-Rod gets his own TV show?
I'm going to say 60% because we like a train wreck, right? We do. We like celebrities that have been through it all, that have been up there, that have been stripped back down. And look, one thing A-Rod's always been able to do, he's been charismatic. I mean, come on, the guy was hooking up with Madonna. You got to have some serious cred to be able to do that. At the same time, he was with everybody else in the world, too. So I'm going to say he is that likable guy from a personal standpoint and perspective as well.
The TV show? Whole TV show of that?
Dude, if they gave Magic a TV show, they could give him a TV show, right?
I can't argue that.
They give TV show.
All right, here's the last one. Earlier this week, news surfaced that Pete Rose allegedly had a sexual relationship with an underage woman back in the 70s, or in other words, committed statutory rape. The Phillies have now canceled a ceremony to honor Pete in their Wall of Fame. What are the chances they reschedule Pete's bobblehead night?
Oh, so many ways.
What are the chances?
The bobblehead.
What are the chances?
Zero. They're done. They're done with Charlie Hustle. The only place Pete Rose is going to have an honorary night is going to be in Cincinnati. Okay, because the young lady was 16 years old, and apparently they're saying, J.D., that there were reports she was even younger than 16 at the time. You know, in Charlie Hustle's defense, Pete says, well, hey, I thought she was 16. Because in Ohio, they do things a little bit differently. 16 is the age, okay? It's not 18 like you'd find out here in California or certain parts as well. So it's kosher in Ohio. It's 16 at the time. She was even pre-16. So who knows what, dude? The guy's a scumbag. He always has been.
Why is it?
Biggest tool I've ever worked with. And that's including you.
Listen, stop it. We could do half a show on you and Pete Rose. Working together. Sporting News Network, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend that worked there, too, at the horror stories.
Ron, go put money on the horses. I'd go put his...
During the show.
Sucked.
During the show.
During an Allen Iverson interview. You know, he's botching it.
Get his name right?
Arden Iverson is what he called. Arden Iverson's bad. With us. So, basketball, huh? That was his question. He's rookie of the year, and he's like, basketball, huh?
Coming up on hour two here, I'm going to get you some of the sound from the Hall of Fame as well. That's coming up. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. We're doing Sports on Tap. It's J.D. in the Bush. Thanks for being with us here on a Sunday morning. Always appreciate that. You know, I don't think there's too many attorneys that have intro music, you know, like a wrestler does. Ours does, and it's the Raider music. That means Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group on the phone with us. Good morning, Drew.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene Okerlund.
You went right into wrestling character.
That was my thing back in the day. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing better than Pete Rose, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Drew, you know this story that Pete Rose has been accused of having sexual relationship with an underage girl back in the 70s. Look, I don't want to come off like a Pete Rose apologist. I'm just asking questions. How long can something like this go on, and then somebody can come back and say, "Hey, remember back in '74 when you did this?" I mean, is there no time limit on that?
No, there actually is. I mean, he's not going to get brought up on any criminal charges for two reasons. Number one, the statute of limitations has passed. But number two, in the state of Ohio, you are considered age of majority at 16, where you can make a consenting decision, such as to have sex with Pete Rose.
Oh.
The funny part about it, I don't know if you guys caught this, the funny part about it is that he brought this out himself. He brought a lawsuit, a defamation lawsuit, against the journalist who then turned it around on him and brought out the fact that he had sexual relations with the teenager back in the 70s. So he can't get out of his own way. This guy cannot get out of his own way.
Wow.
His name's Charlie Hustle. What do you expect, man? He hustles in more ways than one, right? You've been a Pete Rose fan your whole life?
You know what? I'm a huge baseball fan, and honestly, when you got to admire the way that he plays, that he played. I mean, I do. But off the field, he is just a complete jerk.
He's a dumpster fire. He is. Yeah. I mean, Rob can tell you stories about what he was like working with him when they tried to teach him how to be a broadcaster, but he couldn't pay attention long enough from talking to the guy handing in the betting slips in Vegas to doing the show.
Three of the longest years of my life when I was in college having to work with that idiot. I was on his show, and, hey, Pete, I do a college show. It'd be a great feather in my cap to have you come on my college show. Yeah, Ron, have your people call my people. First of all, I'm in college. I don't have people. And my name's Rob.
And your name's Rob for 3 years.
I'll find you a 16-year-old in the casino. There's got to be one of them here.
Wait. Your name's not Ron?
No, it's not.
All right, let's get off of Pete Rose for a second, because there's a former NFL player from New York Giants, Adrian Robinson. He's got an issue. He might be able to use someone of your ilk. He was caught this week with 25 pounds of marijuana in his car.
Really? Well, I mean, what state was he in?
Because Pennsylvania.
He could just be a good entrepreneur in that sense. Yeah. So it depends on the state.
Yeah, if you're in Colorado, you may be just on your way to work.
California, Washington, right?
That's on my way to the store to fill up the jars.
That's lunch. That's lunch for people in Denver.
You know, the problem with that, gentlemen, is that what a lot of people don't realize is though the states have passed these laws, it's still considered a narcotic by the federal government. And that's the rub, is that right now all these states are, you know, are doing, you know, making it legal for even just recreational use. But the problem is that the federal government still has it worse than cocaine. Okay, that according to the federal government, marijuana is worse than cocaine, is worse than, I think, heroin as far as I can remember. So, I mean, it's really, there's a big difference between the way the federal laws and the state laws are, and it's going to have to come to a head in one of these days. Federal government is going to have to turn it around.
So you can't just be driving around with bags full of weed in your car. Basically,
if you stay within the state lines of California, Rob Bush, then you're okay. But if you start crossing state lines, that's where the problem happens.
Hey, we all get the munchies at different times, you know, so I ain't mad at them. So, yeah. He's Drew Sherman. He is our attorney at law, answers all of our questions and returns our paternity test here and everything else he does for JD and I. Hey, I want to ask you this. Not too far off the beaten path, but Colin Kaepernick remains unsigned. A lot of NFL players like him. He's that cool kind of dude. I want him on my team. And now they're really starting to say the owners have it against him. Collusion. They're trying to blackball the guy. I mean, this has to be nearly impossible to prove. A, I think they're right. But B, can he ever build a case on this?
Actually, he can build a case, and it's easier to prove than you might think. The thing about it is, though, is that sports, actually baseball has actually proven this. Sports get a pass on monopolies. They can collude. They can do monopolistic activities, and they will get a pass. Baseball happened back, I believe, in the 30s that somebody tried to take baseball to court, Major League Baseball, in regards to anti-competitive activities, monopolistic activities. And you know what? They beat it. Congress said baseball is its own thing, and they'll say it. I'm sure they'll say it with the NFL. But it is easy to put a case together, because it, more likely than not, it is happening. And I was talking to somebody about this the other night. Here's the thing, though. It's easy to say those things in training camp. When it gets in the season, one of your quarterbacks gets hurt, and you need the quarterback to start winning, then that's where it's all going to turn around, in my opinion. Because if he wins, then everything goes away.
Oh, you got to turn that microphone
on. Yeah, let me ask this with the collusion then. I mean, JD and I are considered widely, at least in this studio right now, as the best broadcasting duo that's out there, okay? So if we're not calling the Super Bowl, if we're not calling the Super Bowl for Fox or NBC, can we sue the networks for collusion? Because they go with these other schmucks like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and other guys when him and I should be doing it.
Let me tell you something. From the 7 to 9 o'clock hour on Sunday mornings, you guys are the third best. No, you guys are my favorite, obviously. Collusion means they are doing things to take away the competitiveness that we need in a capitalistic society, that we need a free market. And if business owners get together and they start fixing prices, or they start deciding who they're going to hire and who they're not going to hire, those are anti-competitive kinds of activities, and that is against the law.
Well, that's the reason we're not doing the Super Bowl, JD. You heard it there.
Okay. There you go. Drew, thanks for making things make sense, huh?
You're welcome, guys. Always a pleasure.
Clear as mud, brother. Clear as mud.
All right, talk to you later. You want clear as mud? How about a Bushka fact?
Now, Mushka Facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
Dodgers on a great run of historic proportions right now. We had said earlier that during the last 50 games, they're 43-7. This goes on even further than that, though. You know, through 106 games, the Dodgers have won 75. You know who else started the season 75-31? You will. I'll tell you about it next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush every Sunday morning, 7 to 9. We're gearing up, getting ready for football season. We've got some preseason under our belts. And
one game.
Playing. Yeah, real deal.
Oh, it was a great game, too, wasn't it?
What? The Hall of Fame game?
Yeah. Well, yeah, not that I'm a Cowboys fan, but any chance Arizona loses, I love it. So you got to watch it. Oh, what do you know? They yanked another kick that would have won them a game. Too bad.
Yeah, but the Hall of Fame game is built around the Hall of Fame weekend, and that means that people went into the Hall of Fame. Big group, Morton Anderson, the kicker for the Saints, Falcons, Giants, Chiefs, Vikings, 25-year career in the NFL. TD from Long Beach State, Terrell Davis, he went in. Kenny Easley from your Seahawks, he went in. Jason Taylor of the Dolphins went in. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, he went in. Actually, Jerry told a pretty funny story about hearing that the Cowboys for sale. Did you hear that story? I was down in a fishing boat with my son. Actually, pretty good story. And a couple of other ones, too, like LaDainian Tomlinson. You know, a party. He had maybe the most heartfelt, one of the great speeches of the day. He and Jason Taylor had a couple of great speeches of the day.
Yeah, it was. And speaking of LaDainian Tomlinson, we're going to play a clip from you now. And what's great, too, is all the memories these guys dredge up. And a lot of guys could just go on and say how they did this and they did this and tell stories about how they played. But it's always special to me when they thank the people who made them. And LD just went on a love fest about, well, you're now LA Chargers.
I was honored to play alongside many outstanding players like the late Junior Seau, Drew Brees, Rodney Harrison, Curtis Conway, Terrell Fletcher, Doug Flutie, and my first fullback, Fred McCrary. I had a special bond with our offensive line during the run we had in 2006. Much of my success was due to their commitment and sacrifice. With all my Charger teammates, please stand.
Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson.
I mean, he thanks everybody but the water boy, you know, for the Chargers. I mean, that's cool to see that he can do that, remember them by their names, or just, boom, belt them out like that. You can tell these guys spend a lot of time, J.D., writing their speeches, and it's not just something that they, you know, they shoot from the hip, and it means
Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner thought about his, too, and he went to the Wheaties box story.
But I was crippled by the fear of the unknown. I needed a little nudge to take that first step. My nudge would come in two separate incidents within just days of each other. The first actually did happen in aisle 7 at 3 a.m., just not in the form of an NFL scout, but more aptly, that of a cereal box. I was stocking the cereal aisle, opened up a case of Wheaties, and on the box was one of the men with the seat behind me, Dan Marino. Yeah. Once on the shelves, it seemed that Dan the man's eyes followed me like one of those creepy paintings in a horror movie as I walked back and forth throughout the night. Every time I looked at the box, Dan seemed to be asking, are you going to spend your life stocking someone else's cereal boxes? Are you going to step out and make sure someone else is stocking yours? That crazy conversation between me and a cereal box would set the wheels of change in motion and would lead to a pretty good laugh when less than 5 years later, I would join Dan Marino as the only two players in the 40 touchdown club.
That's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
From stocking the cereal aisles to joining Dan Marino in the 40 touchdowns in one season club.
Yeah, and my favorite thing I took from that is we always try to relate it to our life experience. I was like, I thought I was the only one that talked to myself and looked at, you know, cereal boxes when I was. But I'm glad I'm not, man. There's you know, I'm not the only one. Kurt Warner did it. You ever look at those things and you think people are following you? You know, you're always looking over your shoulder?
No.
Oh, come on, really?
Just to leave you
like
hanging.
Kurt Cobain says, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
That's right. Right? Coming up, we want to take a look at some Hall of Fame snubs. There's some of that, too. Some people that didn't get in and some people that ain't getting in.
Jim Zorn. Dave Craig.
Jim Zorn, yeah. What other Seahawks? Dig up some more for us. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, ready? Ready to discuss sports.
Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Puss.
On 95.5 KLOS.
All right, all these lovely flowery speeches for the Hall of Fame induction and the long list of superstar players that go in. What about the guys that didn't get in and ain't getting in? We'll tell you who they are coming up next. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS doing Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush, playing the best of everything the Bush likes this morning.
The best of Alice in Chains, of course. Come on.
Is there a better Alice in Chains song than that?
Hey, we've been talking about the Hall of Fame inductions all morning long. Morton Anderson, Terrell Davis, Kenny Easley, Jerry Jones, Jason Taylor, LT, Kurt Warner. What about the guys that didn't get in? Mm-hmm. And at the top of the list is
Matt Hasselbeck.
Terrell Owens.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy has got unbelievable numbers, and year after year, he gets snubbed. Well, why is that?
I don't know. Remember what my fantasy football team was named last year?
49ers. 49ers suck.
Yeah, that's actually, if you want to hack into my account out there, party people, all my passwords are 49ers suck, okay? My PIN code, 49ers suck. Try typing that into an ATM, so I could care less about T.O. But no, you're right, great player. It's politics. It's exactly what it is. The same reason Kaepernick isn't playing right now. People at a certain
people
point don't
like
want to deal with him.
They don't like him. But yeah. I mean, just yep. because you don't like somebody, that's the reason to keep him and all of his statistics out of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the writers is what I don't like. Those guys have too much power.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah, I didn't like T.O., and then I really hated T.O. when I was at that Seahawks game and he scored a touchdown and pulled a Sharpie out of his socket.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, it was funny, but oh boy, was I pissed.
John Lynch, does he get in? John Lynch.
Again, another guy I don't care
Buccaneers.
About. Buccaneers. He's a 49ers GM right now, so I could care less.
Okay,
right?
So they hate
anyone's got a 49er cloud hanging over
what there. About Isaac Bruce, part of the greatest show on turf? You already got Marshall Faulk in there. Kurt Warner just went in. Isaac Bruce?
Isaac Bruce played for the Rams, who were rivals of the 49ers, so there's still a 49er
okay,
catcher.
There you go. 7 degrees,
seven
of,
degrees
Kevin
of Bacon the 49ers.
Football separation. Ty Law.
You know what? Ty Law, he gets...
Good player, but Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. He was on that team. Look, Ty Law, if Ty Law gets in, get my boy who was in the secondary with him from the University of Washington, Lawyer Malloy, who had just as good of a career as Ty Law back then. They're both eights on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, but you need to be a 10, I think, to be a Hall of Famer.
And all of these guys on the line, I mean, if you're going to put linemen in there, and I guess you can if you want to, I mean, you know, nobody but the writers would vote on this. Guys like Alan Faneca, Joe Jacoby, Kevin Mawai, you know, they got a place for them. Put them in there. I don't know if they're that level or not. I mean, I heard their names. They lasted for a long time. But, I mean, these aren't guys catching touchdowns and people buying their jerseys necessarily.
The linemen got to get in some way, somehow.
So,
were you likable? Did you not allow many sacks? They
were you likable? See, that's why T.O.'s not in, because he's not likable.
Yeah,
people don't like him.
Yeah, and who do we like for linemen? We like Art Donovan. Remember Art Donovan? Yeah, you know, the former Baltimore Colt with the big crew cut. You know, and he's always out there talking, doing his thing. I got a special place in my heart for linemen. You know, my late dad was one of the Big Ten too, so it's something I love.
I have one more for you, and I've saved the best for last. Maybe who wants to hear a story about free beer? Everybody, right? What's wrong with free beer? Nothing.
Been drinking it for an hour from the staff fridge. So go ahead.
Frank's going to be mad.
So what?
Philadelphia Eagles lineman Lane Johnson in an interview a couple of days ago with the Four Letter Network. He was on ESPN and excited about. I have a lot to prove to this city, he said. If we win a Super Bowl, I'm giving out free beer to everybody. Well, someone has done the math on how many adults over 21 in the area of Philadelphia, and that's going to be right around the number of his base salary of $7 million.
Okay.
So here's the silver lining. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bud Light hears about this and tweets directly at Lane Johnson 65, let's make a bet, win it all, and the party's on us. Deal? Oh. Bud Light is stepping up saying that they'll buy beer for everybody in Philly if the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
The Eagles, you know what? I'll double down on that bet. If the Eagles win the division, you ought to do that.
Because that'd be good enough.
Are they going to catch the Cowboys? They're going to catch the Giants?
They're going to beat the Patriots until they get there?
Right. And they may beat the Redskins in their own division. That's about it. But you're really fighting to stay out of the cellar in the NFC East. Always entertaining NFC East.
So don't run off and move to Philadelphia just yet for the free beer. Wait just a little. Maybe mid-season. If they're 8-0 and it's looking like it, then maybe.
Philly sports is brutal. When the best thing about your town is Villanova basketball, JD, you know that the pro sports doesn't really fly. Man. Cheesesteaks galore, though.
You've all the cheesesteaks you can eat.
You been to Philly before?
Thankfully, no.
Well, I like.
I've been to Pennsylvania. My brother married a girl from Johnstown years ago, many, many years ago. Yeah. And so I went to Johnstown, Pennsylvania for a Croatian wedding.
Ooh, what was that like?
Wow. Well, it was about 3 days long. I can say that.
Okay.
I will say that. They knew how to party.
Yeah, they do know how to party.
They threw down. Yeah.
Come on.
They can do I drank me some Icy Light. I'll tell you that.
Those Eastern Europeans do a lot of things well, don't they? They do. They're a different kind of character.
Yeah, Donna's mother did one thing really well, and that was vacuum the morning after with my head ready to explode. Finally opened the door. I'm up!
Okay. Oh, man.
Nice flashback. All right, we're that much closer to the NFL season, but we're really close to this. Breakfast with the Beatles with Chris Carter. It's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.